Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Today we have a fun guest and a fellow radio host. She is Gina Murphy Darling, better known as Mrs. Green. As the creator and voice of Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, Gina is a trusted voice in the green movement among experts and mainstream Americans. A former successful corporate executive, Gina's passion for preserving the planet while morphing into Mrs. Green was a progressive awakening. After attending a conference on preservation of the rainforest in Peru, Gina's interest became her mission. Her commitment to educating mainstream people like herself about the confusing green issues motivated her to launch a radio show, Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, in 2008. The show is now titled Mrs. Green's World and is headquartered in Tucson, Arizona. And she also has a book, and I love this title. It's called Your Mother Called, You Better Call Her Back, and she means Mother Earth, where she identifies many of the incredible environmental challenges that we face as a human race and offers one woman's solution on how we can begin to live intentionally to help preserve the very planet that gives us life. She is passionate and full of energy, and I am thrilled to share her with you. So welcome to the show, Gina.
Pat, thanks. What a great introduction. I hope I can live up to my reputation.
Oh, no doubt about it. Anyway, I also want to mention that your show, Mrs. Green's World, is featured on our very own internet radio station, speakuptalkradio.com. So after the show, head over to the speakuptalkradio.com website to listen to Mrs. Green's World. Now, Gina, one of the things you always say on your radio program is in alignment with how I approach my radio program. You say, we challenge people to think, but we don't tell them what to think. And I love that. So from that statement alone, what are you hoping that listeners will come away with?
Some little seed for every show, for every newsletter, some little seed or opportunity to make a change in your life that moves us forward to a healthier planet. It can be anything from stopping to using paper bags, plastic bags, to really realizing why it's important and sustainable to support locally owned businesses. I mean, Pat, there are so many things. You know, I could so get going. Read your labels. Know what kind of cleaning products you are bringing into your home. One of the things that continues to blow me away is people get their yards sprayed with pesticide, and it hurts everybody. It hurts your pets. It hurts the water supply. It hurts the bees and the birds. It's just a chemical impact. So every show, I usually, if I'm not talking too much or listening too hard, which I hope is that, I ask the guests for what would be one takeaway that you would give to our listeners. And we try to leave the listener with that thought.
Wow, you have tackled just a huge project here because there's so many
preservation of the planet, right?
Yay, a one-woman crusade. But you know what? If we all grabbed onto something and worked that something with the passion that you're bringing to this, we can make a change.
I think that's the most important thing of my message. Mm-hmm. You cannot go from 0 to 25 in living a green or sustainable lifetime overnight. It's one step at a time. It's one small change at a time. And it's got to be manageable. Let's face it, we all live really busy lives. Sometimes you feel like you're getting yelled at from what I call the extreme greenies. I don't want to yell at anybody. I want to inspire them to make some changes because I don't want anybody yelling at me about it's wrong that you do this and it's horrible that you eat meat and why don't you have solar? It doesn't help and it doesn't move the message forward.
Exactly. So, and then given thought to how many directions we can go with this and how we can start small, I want to talk about several different ways that just in our everyday life, I don't want to take a giant topic where people
Right.
think, oh, I can't stop that from happening. So let's start locally, right at home. You had a show recently that talked about toxic clothing. And I know people buy clothes from the store, you buy them online, and then, wow, you're so excited to wear it. It's so cute. You immediately put them on without laundering. What do you have to say about that?
Pat, I just have to say that show, honestly, after all these years of being Mrs. Green, it just broke my heart because I thought I knew a lot about what I call filthy fashion,
Ooh.
And I did not. Oh. I mean, and, you know, the woman, Patricia Davis, she has a website called, it's C8 Kata, Citizens Against Toxic Apparel, and she talks about, like, specifically what shocked me is the number of chemicals that you know, make up a piece of clothing. In some cases, it can be 1,900 pieces of toxic materials that are just basically, you know, we take waste, and there's petroleum byproducts, and there's herbicides and pesticides and insecticides sprayed on the raw materials before they're made into clothing. And then there are things sprayed on them to protect them, which is just protecting them for how they look and might not wrinkle, but they're not good for our skin. So it's a very, to me, that is a great step. If you want to delve into one area where you can make changes, you know, how your clothing's made and where it's made and what kind of certification. If it's USDA certified organic, you're good, because we do have quite rigorous standards for that. So it's just a matter of looking, and I say this not to hurt the company or the manufacturer or the retailer, but your bodies. There's so many maladies that are popping up among people younger and younger. It's like, folks, we got to wake up and see where all of this is coming from for our own sakes.
And as you're mentioning that, then I'm also thinking about just your laundry detergents, and the dryer sheets are not good for you either, as from what I've been told.
That, again, I have these, you know, dramatic shocks when I read about dryer sheets, and probably one of my, you know, listeners sent it to me, or someone that subscribes to my newsletter and check out dryer sheets. And, you know, you can't, as you well know, you can't just go with the first email. So you go down the rabbit hole of research to find out what is being said about dryer sheets. And for the most part, especially if they're scented, there are known carcinogens, at least 6 known carcinogens made in the process of being the, you know, make the ability to have it be no static cling.
Right.
And I am just the fun party giver now for birthdays. I get these, I call them big blue balls, or now they have little balls that look like hedgehogs.
Yes.
That are rubber that you can put in your laundry. There is a carbon imprint. I mean, it's always about, you know, looking at all the metrics. So, yes, they're rubber. Yes, they were maybe not sustainably made, but that's what I've been using for the past 5 years and never had to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's really an offset, and it your clothes dry faster because it's separating them, mm-hmm. and it prevents static cling. That is an easy step. And they have adorable ones online or, you know, at local retailers. So toxic sheets, pillowcases, there are warnings on some in some stores now about do not use this towel unless you wash it in, you know, cold water prior to use. I mean, it's because they're sprayed with a chemical.
Yeah. To keep them crisp looking in the store, Yeah.
You have to be really aware. And, you know, to me, part of my message is, don't have it be a burden. Have it be an excitement, opportunity for change.
Yeah.
Put that dog in the dryer. It's fun.
That made me think about dry cleaners. I don't know that many people go to the dry cleaners anymore, but I remember the old sign used to be Martinizing. You'd see on the window, we have 1 hour Martinizing. I still don't know what a Martinizing is. I'm not sure I want to be Martinized, but it's probably not a healthy thing.
Probably don't, and that's another good point. You know, try to buy things that don't need to be dry cleaned. We have a dry cleaner here that is perk-free, which is the really bad chemical they use in the cleaning process. Mm-hmm. And not only it goes on the clothing, but it emits toxins.
Gases. Mm-hmm.
So we have one that we use. But again, I like to remind people it's reduce, reuse, recycle in that order. So the best thing to go for is your reduction of the need to have things dry cleaned. Mm-hmm. And if you do use them, I recommend that people hang them outside in the sun for a while before they wear them. And, you know, if you're going to get it dry cleaned, it does cost a little bit extra to go to these cleaners. But if you're using fewer things that need to be dry cleaned, hopefully it can work in the budget as well.
Right, right. Excellent advice. Then that takes me to green beauty. And I saw in your book, you talked about bat poop in mascara. And we know there's coal tar in dye. Let's talk about beauty products. What can we do or what should we be looking for when it comes to our beauty products?
Pat, that was one of the, I guess the one that most, it permeated my soul when I started doing research about what they put in products that put on our skin. And we can start with Johnson No More Tears baby shampoo. It's awful. Oh. And there are really bad chemicals in it that are used so that kids don't cry, but they encapsulate the cleaning solution with this chemical that's really not good for a baby's head. So you can start there. You can definitely Google that and do the research. You know, in my book, I tout Environmental Working Group. They're not a sponsor. They don't give anybody money. But the Environmental Working Group is a pure rating research agency. And they have the Center for Safe Cosmetics. And before I buy anything, I check. There's an app for your phone. And it's a way now, we have evolved so much, that there are affordable, organic, toxin-free, dye-free, artificial fragrance-free cosmetics that actually look nice and work. So, because I'm telling you, I'm going to be 65, and I still want to look nice. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be putting anything toxic on my skin. You know, nail polish. There's a nail polish now called Spa Ritual, which is a vegan nail polish, and it doesn't have any formaldehyde. It doesn't smell. So all of those things in the beauty industry, which is a multi-billion dollar industry, you know, it makes me sick because in Europe, the standards are much higher. And some of the things that they are allowing in our cosmetics and skincare products are forbidden in Europe. They wouldn't even think of putting them in the cosmetics that are purchased in Europe. So the bat poop one, as far as I know, has been addressed. How thoroughly, I'm not sure. Lead in lipsticks, still doing it. Mm-hmm. What do we do with lipstick? We eat it off our lips, not on purpose, but it goes, you know, and your body can really not tolerate lead at all. So it was like, I would sit there and you can imagine, I'd say, you've got to be kidding me, this too? So now my products, I have two companies that I use. One is EcoBella, and believe me, the woman for that company, the founder of that, Sally, she probably pays the cosmetics before she sells them because she wants to make sure that they are good for you and that they are, you know, essential oils, natural dyes. And I love their red lipstick. I can't even wear red lipstick, but theirs is beautiful. And then I really still trust Aveda products. And people have challenged me on that because they were bought by Estee Lauder. But from the research that I do, it still seems as though they get high grades for purity and no toxins, and their packaging matters. You know, they use post-consumer packaging, post-consumer waste packaging. Everything they do is to be a cleaner, healthier, all-encompassing company.
So basically the bottom line is that if we care enough, we can do just a minimal amount of research and come up with companies and products that do offer green alternatives.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Summer is here, and that's making me think about sunscreens. What do you have to say about sunscreens?
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing. There are, again, I mean, you'd think that I probably should go to work for Environmental Working Group because I tell people about it. But they have a sunscreen guide.
Okay.
And, you know, Kelly, my show producer, she tells all her moms, spread it, spreads it to moms groups, puts it on Facebook. There are really good sunscreens that work that will not harm your child eventually. So it's a great source. You know, just reading about them is just such a good exercise for a mom or dad who really cares to not have their child have skin cancer, but honestly, Pat, to not get them get another kind of, you know, illness because of all the toxins that they're being laden with on their body that are absorbed in about 2 to 6 seconds. Moms, the demographic that's part of Mrs. Green's world that are moms, they keep us honest and they tell us people with little children are more aware of what they're feeding their children. You know, not everybody, but I feel like, I have to feel like the wave is going in our favor. And it's moms in many cases who are, you know, they are the purchaser of the products. They're the ones that are doing the buying. They're making much better decisions, and greener, more sustainable companies are making it much, much more frequently than when even I started 10 years ago or 8 years ago.
Yeah, I bet. One of my personal crusades is this whole Wi-Fi situation with little children, especially giving these little people iPads to play with and just disregarding all the mountains of research that wireless microwave radiation is really hazardous. So there's so many environmental hazards that we need to be aware of. I don't know if you do much with that.
So much with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the slippery slope of, so they're on that, so they're not being active, so they're not going outside, so they're not making, you know, really healthy choices to go out and move around, and the social skills. You're spot on to be having that as a very, very big, you know, red flag for kids, and there are bad things happening as a result of it.
Absolutely. We really don't have time to think about that one. We need to stop that in its tracks. But
Richard Louv, I don't know if we've sent you that show yet, but Richard Louv wrote The Last Child in the Woods, and he has started a Children and Nature Network. And he talks about a condition that he believes is real called nature deficit disorder.
Yes, I believe that.
Yes, yes. And it's another area where don't feel daunting. Don't feel it's like, oh, this is so daunting. Say, we can go on a picnic. Mm. We have a park in our neighborhood, even though we live in a big city. You know what I mean? We can go somewhere. We can plant a little rooftop garden. We can plant a garden in our house. Anything to connect kids. You know, farmers market. There are a million of free ideas out there. The intention and the focus has to be right.
I agree. Put down the phones and get outside.
I know.
Pretty simple.
It makes me sick.
Me too. We are on the same page. I know that there's so much more that we can talk about today because this is a very important topic, and I just wanted to touch on a few, but is there anything else that we didn't mention today that you're particularly passionate about or you would like to share?
I think the two things, and I say this in my book, the two things that are the easiest things to start with are, please don't use plastic bottles for your sake, for the sake of the planet, for the sake of all of our recycling facilities, if they get recycled, or our waste management facilities. There's no upside to plastic water bottles. There just isn't. We didn't have them 50 years ago. I hope it doesn't take us 50 years to get rid of them. It's a small change that takes some attention. But once you stop using plastic water bottles, you just reach for your reusable bottle when you're walking out the door or going to the gym or taking a walk. And the other one is plastic bags. The majority of them are from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And it was the funniest and kind of the game my husband and I played the most about who's going to remember the reusable bags. Because, Pat, I call them the devil. They fly in our trees. They fly into the oceans. Mm-hmm. They cost the taxpayer so much money because this is a very, very highly, polysyllabic word, they gunk up the garbage trucks. And if they do go to the recycling plants and the sorters don't get them out, they shut down the line over and over and over because they don't biodegrade. They are thin film plastic. So listeners, just stop it. Just stop it. It'll be so much fun. And if you get into the store and you forgot them, leave your groceries, go out to the car and get them. Or buy five more for $5 that you'll have for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So if we can start with plastics, it's like the segue into consciously living a more greener life, a greener life. That's what Mrs. Green thinks. So those are my two, you know, most obvious choices that you think might cost a lot of money, but they don't. And they're at least moving your health in a forward direction and the health of the planet.
Wow. You are awesome. This is great. We could, like you say, do a marathon with you.
This was fun. Well, really fun.
It is fun. It is fun when you're both passionate about the topic. Well, tell us where we can find out more about you, your work, your radio show, and your book.
MrsGreensWorld.com. And I hope you love the website. I'm telling everybody, please buy my book. It's on Amazon.com. And the reason I'm saying that is because you will laugh, you will love it, and you will learn from it. I mean, we had a book festival here a couple weeks ago, and people that I didn't know came up and said, Gina, your book is so funny. So I deliver it with a very firm message, but a lot of fun and frivolity. So that's for that, it's on Amazon. But MrsGreensWorld.com.
MrsGreensWorld.com. And I think folks can tell just by your demeanor today as we were talking that you are funny.
So it's one of my gifts. Let's have some fun.
You got it on a tough topic. So in wrapping up, I'm going to reiterate your provocative statement that we challenge people to think, but we don't tell them what to think. And in order to think, you have to have some honest information. And that's where Gina and her radio show and her book come to the rescue. So I encourage you to join Gina in creating a world filled with hope, possibility, and change for a sustainable future, because every person's small changes add up to a big impact. And Gina, you certainly are doing more than your part to make a big impact. And it was a pleasure to visit with you today, and we're going to have you come back.
I appreciate it, and I'm glad that we're on your network, and I love the work you're doing. That is from the bottom of my very green heart, so thank you, Pat.
Oh, we love each other. Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You're awesome.
She's awesome.
Isn't she awesome?
Awesome.
And now, let's spend the next minute with two of my friends who know how to speak up.
This is Susan Marie from The Dougie Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. Please join my canine co-host, the Dougie Diva herself, Miss Olive, and I as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you each week on Speak Up Talk Radio, or please visit us at our website at thedoggiediva.com. Have a great Diva Week, everyone.
Hi, I'm Gianna Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast. Did you know that in the United States, nearly 44 million people provide unpaid care to a family member, friend, or relative? I'll bet you're one of those caregivers. On the AgeWise podcast, we celebrate your work with stories from the field. Join me as we share, and know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode each week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. Go to agewyz.com.
Wow, is this the fastest half hour in radio? Just enough to give you something to think about this week. And you can share it or listen again if you need to at the website speakupandstayalive.com. Speakupandstayalive.com. And while you're there, check out the shop page and consider getting a copy of the book I wrote specifically to change your healthcare and hospital experiences for the better. That's at speakupandstayalive.com, or you can call me and order by phone 440-725-5462. And with that, we must say so long for today. But be sure to come back next week. Same time, same place. But with all the crazy going on, never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Be sure to visit the website, speakupandstayalive.com, for more life-saving information. Plus, that's where you can purchase the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate, Hospital Survival Guide. Bring the book to the hospital with you. It's the best way to stand out, and in a positive way. And remember, we donate 2 handmade pillowcases to a local veteran's shelter for every book sold, with your name on it as the donor. So for a mere $20, you benefit, and so does some well-deserving warrior. Give the gift of healthcare safety. Purchase the book, the patient safety logs, and throw in some of those icebreaker cards. It's a one-size-fits-all present that everybody needs. You can order online at speakupandstayalive.com or call me 440-725-5462.